Hello everyone. The TV was on while I was doing some weekend catch-up work at home, and an animated version of the story of Joseph came on, which I started following. This is a story that is mentioned in the religious scriptures, and after the movie, I thought about the lessons that one can learn from this wonderful tale, some of which can also be applied to day-to-day life in the corporate world. So, what are some of the thoughts that I came away with? Number one, anger and jealousy. Remember that anger and jealousy will harm you, both physically and emotionally, and will cloud your ability to think properly. If you are beginning to get angry, then for a start, you have to be aware of this, and then try and work it off by taking a break, going for a walk, or maybe even doing some exercise. Anything that takes you away from the situation and calms you down. Your anger will soon subside, and you should then think about the situation rationally and decide how you wish to handle things in a calm manner. If your anger is building up while you are with people or in a meeting that you can't walk away from, you must consciously try and hide your feelings and get through that meeting without showing your true emotions. It's very difficult, but you must try and control yourself. Jealousy, however, is much more difficult to handle, as this is longer lasting. And again, you need to try and consciously get this out of your system. Remember, jealousy happens when you are in some way competing against or comparing yourself to someone, even though most of the time it's just in your mind. It's self-created and needs to be worked on, and worked on immediately. Otherwise, it will continue to grow inside you and impact you negatively in a number of different ways. Number two, discrimination. Discrimination can have disastrous consequences, and those double standards could come back to bite you. You must treat all your colleagues equally, with courtesy and with respect, up and down the ladder. Everyone in the organization is playing a role that is important, not only to the organization, but to themselves. Number three, you must always listen to your supervisor, and even though you may have some reservations, you must follow her final instructions. Remember that your supervisor knows things that you don't, things which she may not be able to or doesn't want to tell you. You need to trust her. Number four, you must never pay attention to office rumors or participate in malicious office gossip. These useless and damaging conversations will cloud your mind and affect the way you think about and interact with your colleagues. Number five, unless it's absolutely necessary and you just have to react immediately, don't act in haste or on sheer impulse. Exercising patience can bring some wonderful and creative solutions. If you don't respond to something immediately, you create for yourself the time and window to reflect and to think. For example, if you need to respond in writing, prepare your response, leave it aside, and read it again after a few hours or even the next day. You may change the content significantly. If not, at least you gave yourself the chance to do so. Also, in the interim, the situation may change to your benefit, which you may damage by responding immediately, in haste, and without proper reflection. Number six, save up for a rainy day. I can't emphasize this enough. This goes for both companies as well as for yourself. You must build up your financial reserves. There may come a time when you or your company will have to fall back on your savings in order to get through a difficult financial period. Be prepared. Number 7, be a man or a woman of your word. This will create and enhance your reputation for being dependable and reliable. This means you must complete tasks within deadlines and keep your promises. It's a very simple philosophy. Never make promises that you think you can't keep or you don't intend to keep. Number 8, try and stand firm in the face of temptation and adversity, and never forget your personal and professional values. Sometimes this can be very difficult, especially if you are dealing with senior people who have very different values to your own. Number 9, analyze yourself and never forget who you really are. Always keep both feet firmly planted on the ground. And remember that apart from a few very close people, the rest who are flocking around you and treating you the way they are is because of your position and what benefit it brings, not to you, but to them. The day you are no longer in that position, say if you change your role or when you retire, the same people that are acting as your best friends now will all quickly disappear. That's the unfortunate reality of life. Number 10, and remember that what goes around comes around. And so, do unto others what you would want them to do to you. Do you know, if all people followed this simple and wonderful philosophy, the entire problems in this world would disappear immediately. And if you think about it, that actually makes sense. So, a lot to take in there, but all this is nothing new. It's been said again and again, and will continue to be said again and again. And while saying all this is easy, practicing what you preach is the key. Wouldn't it be a wonderful world for everyone if we could all just trust and rely on each other and take things at face value without worrying about what lies underneath? Have a great day.